Now we turn to your letters. Yesterday, we told you about the Obama administration's plans to dispatch additional law enforcement officers to the U.S.-Mexico border. Violence from the ongoing drug wars in Mexico is spilling north into states like Arizona and Texas. Well, Carlos Contreras of El Paso, Texas, wanted to share his perspective on the violence. He writes this: I agree that the violence in Mexico is overwhelming, and it scares everybody in both countries, but this is directly influenced by the enormous demand for drugs in the U.S. Instead of criticizing and making countries look bad or forecasting that they're on the brink of becoming a failed state, the U.S. should recognize that these problems are of their own making. We also received complaints about our reference in the story to the so-called gun show loophole. To clarify, in some states, gun shows do not require a background check if the seller is a private individual. But if the seller is a licensed dealer exhibiting at a gun show, then the sale does require a background check. And finally, on yesterday's program, we brought you the story of Carlos Vasquez. He owns a dry cleaning business on Manhattan's Upper East Side, and he has made a generous offer to provide free cleaning to anyone who's lost a job and has a job interview. Well, several of our listeners wrote to thank us for sharing Mr. Vasquez's story. Mary Rudy of Tullahoma, Tennessee, was one of them. She writes, I don't think Mr. Vasquez will have to worry about his business not being able to withstand all the free cleanings. God is going to bless these people with jobs, and they'll remember the man who was kind to them, and they'll bring their business and their friends to the first professional cleaners. Thank you, sir, for your generosity in these bleak times. Maybe more people will learn from you and show kindness to their neighbors. Please keep sending us your feedback and your reflections. Visit npr.org and click Contact Us at the top of the page. This is NPR, National Public Radio.